Would you believe an oil platform caught fire in the Gulf? Good news. The workers were okay. They were floating in the water, and they were picked up by a Coast Guard cutter. Four Miami Airport concourses have been evacuated. Why? I've got the skinny on that. Earl's getting a little bit weaker, but it's still packing a punch. The wind slamming the outer bank. It was all about peace, baby. We're talking about the Palestinian leader and the Israeli leader, plus our prez. What does it all mean in the end? We'll try to make sense of it. There's a new controversy spreading across the land. It's about a flag, not the American flag this time, although there's always a controversy there, but the don't tread on me flags. There's a bunch of disputes that are bubbling up that are even leading to lawsuits. This is America Tonight. I'm Kate Delaney. Hope all of you are doing well across this great land and have a couple of days to kick back, hang with the family or your posse or yourself. Just relax. That term, relax. I guarantee that 9 out of 10 of you listening to me do not know how to relax. I can relate. So try to relax. How's that? And enjoy it. Enjoy Labor Day weekend. Of course, it might be a little stressful if you're in a beach area where Earl is going to wind up perhaps breaking things up with rain and wind and that kind of stuff. Remember, during this show, I don't care what your stripes are, left, right, somewhere in between, or just flat out confused. As long as you have an opinion, you want to share it with us on a sober night highway, do it. 800-259-5791. Let's start with Earl and the fact that it depends. Category 2, Category 3, it's kind of changing, but it's 105 miles an hour right now. Tropical storm conditions are pretty much what they're experiencing on the Outer Banks. Now, the thought is that this hurricane is going to pick up more oomph, more wind, more punch as far as the waves are concerned. Right now, 10 feet high, 18 feet high, could get a little worse, especially by the time it gets up to Canada. But in talking about the United States, if we're just getting the outer edges of it, it won't be quite as bad. But you have to keep your eye out because that can change on a dime. And here we are talking Friday in the wee hours, and as you extend a little bit further into the day, it could get worse. They say the eye will stay east of the Barrier Islands and not make landfall until maybe Nova Scotia. So that's a good thing. The eye is about 85 miles east, southeast of Cape Hatteras at this point, but you can never be too fooled by this kind of stuff. And certainly the governors of several of the states involved in it know, like Governor Bev Perdue was talking about boats, and of course they're right there in the thick of it, talking about getting boats out and then also paying close attention to what's happening with the storm and staying put if you're in the middle of it. Deval Patrick, the governor of Massachusetts, concerned for lots of reasons because of some of those low-lying areas, it could be pretty brutal. So here's the two governors putting it all in perspective for the people in their neck of the woods.
Get those boats out of the water. The sea should be closed. It is really dangerous. And there are riptides all along the Atlantic coast of North Carolina. Once the storm comes in and it becomes serious, once it's at its worst point, we are not going to put any emergency worker in harm's way.
If you are in low-lying or flood-prone areas or in open areas, make plans to relocate by tomorrow afternoon.
And so he's right. Make plans to just get out of there. Why even risk it? Why risk it if you're talking about squalls and some of the things that could happen, the shaking of the power lines and they fall over and it's danger and the heavy rainfall. And that's what they're seeing definitely in the banks. And that's what Governor Perdue was talking about, that the last ferry left for the mainland and the coastal folks there just kind of hunkered down with it closing in. When you're talking 105 miles an hour, you don't want to be exposed outside. So then you might as well just say that we're going to ride this out. And that's what some of the people decided to do. when the hurricane lessened as far as the wild predictions. You know, you say to someone, 50 feet waves and 135 mile an hour winds. Well, then that's a little bit different. All right, it wasn't about Earl, but it was about something else. Four Miami airport concourses had to be, or actually six had to be evacuated. And the reason why is there was a bomb deal, a suspicious thing. You know, these days they say it all the time. If you see a suspicious package or if you have material with you, make sure that you have it with you at all times. So anyway, it happened at about 9:30 on Thursday, and there were specifically looking at something that was coming in on the international arrivals. So they shut everything but two concourses done, and about 200 people or so had to be evacuated. Now, there's not very much information about it, just that a police bomb squad was called there. It was a suspicious item. I think it was a backpack that they're referring to or a suitcase, but they weren't going to take any chances with it. So they decided that it was better to evacuate and then bring everyone back in. Boy, that could be bad timing, though. If it was just a false alarm and you were just right there and you were going to make your plane, too bad, so sad. I guess you wouldn't be making that plane because you'd be out of the concourse. But if everyone's evacuating, I guess you're going to feel like, at this point, maybe I will follow the herd. Because, first of all, they're not going to let me through anyway. And I have an excuse. They're going to have to get me on the next plane. I think sometimes when people are traveling, they just don't care. They just don't think about it. In other words, they're willing to take more risk. And for what? Because who knows? Somebody jimmy-rigs a bomb, dumps it off, it tries to blow up in a concourse, and you're not paying attention to it. You just slough it off like it's nothing, and the next thing you know, there are big regrets there, and nobody's going to take those chances at this point. If it's just some freaky nut that leaves something or for whatever reason, there's no way. I've seen this already. I've seen it in the subways, too. All right, the Don't Tread on Me flags and some of the crazy things that are happening. Really, it's an Arizona guy this time that's in trouble with his homeowners association. This thing about homeowners associations, they can tell you what, when, where, how, why, all that stuff that you cannot do, whatever. And so there is a flag that one man is flying. It's a coiled rattlesnake, and the words, "Don't tread on me." You've heard of it before. The flag has been adopted by members of the Tea Party movement, a lot of them anyway, for their association. And Andy McDonnell is making noise. In fact, I think the New York Times even did a story on him, because he likes this flag and he feels like he should have the right to fly it, and he doesn't want to give in to the homeowners. He says that he's hung the flag from his roof just for historical reasons, that he's done it before and has never had a problem before. And Arizona has a state statute that allows Arizonans to fly the stars and stripes, the state flag, flags representing Indian nations, official flags of the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, all that stuff. So the Homeowners Association is interpreting that law to ban the flying of any other flags. So check it out. The ACLU to the rescue. They decided they're going to defend McDonnell, saying that the homeowners group is taking too strict of a view of the statute and restricting his rights to free speech. What do you say? 800-259-5791. Meet you on the flip side.
So you got your emergency food, water, guns, and ammo, right? What about your paperwork? Your medical and insurance records, legal documents, emergency plans? Keeping and knowing where those vital papers are can really prepare you. That's why you need Prepared Binder, an emergency binder designed to keep all your important documents in one safe place. See Prepared Binder at PreparedBinder.com or call 480-284-1826. Prepared Binder, organized peace of mind. In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, tow line, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They have both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Gulf War vets,
9/11 workers,
people around the Gulf oil spill fumes,
all were exposed to toxic chemicals in the air and became ill.
Even in your home, air contamination can make you sick.
You have been exposed to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds causing fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse.
Protect yourself.
You cannot trust anyone to do it for you. Clean the air in your home or workplace with a HealthMate Plus air purifier. Call airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to purify the air you breathe. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
I like to see you look right across the floor. I like to do the thing to your telephone book.
All right, Kate, hanging with you here on America Tonight. A lot of people already hitting the highway, taking those longer little last moments to have a vacay before you swing into the fall. And even some kids aren't back in school yet. They don't go back till after Labor Day, although with the way the school system is in a lot of areas in the South, and I guess even in some places in California, maybe even some places in the Midwest, kids are back. I was one of the public school students when I went to public school that had the luxury of going back after Labor Day, because I like that better. I like those last couple of days going into September, and you just knew it. Boom. You're leaving the beach August, end of August, and we swing into school and we have to get back into it. And as a kid, I don't care if you like school or not, it's never pretty. Those first couple weeks, it's tough. It's tough to get up in the morning after you've had 3 months off, isn't it? All right, so we were talking about the flag, the Tread on Me flag, and the Homeowners Association of Arizona fuming. They want it down, but they're allowing all these other flags. And so where does this fall? Is this an offensive flag? Is this a flag that shouldn't be flown? The flag, the flag is named after Colonel Christopher Gadsden, a Continental Congress delegate from South Carolina. And the flag was actually flown by the Navy in the 1700s, well, 1775. But the design, because this was the other flag he was flying. The design is the famous join or die icon that Franklin created to promote the unity for the people in the colonies, right? And that message is what that was all about. And it's funny because you look at what's happening now politically and you think, there's kind of a meaning now these days where that would make sense. So that flag is flying, and the don't tread on me idea, too, obviously, is alive and well above McDonald's home, and it's upset more than a few people in the neighborhood as to whether or not he has the right to do that. And he was threatened with a $100 a month fine. So another guy in Colorado where his homeowners association said that the Tea Party flags aren't permitted, and they were threatened with a fine, too, for flying the Gadsden flag. Wow, where does this all end up? The flap over the flags. I was thinking about this earlier in the day and the different kinds of flags that there are in my neighborhood. So as an experiment, I took a little walk with the dog around the neighborhood. This is serious research here for America Tonight. And I saw a lot of flags. The funny thing was I saw mostly American flags and then flags for Texas teams, like Longhorn flags or Aggie flags or even some other schools. I saw an Ohio State flag. I saw a Michigan flag. They weren't next to each other, by the way. And it was that kind of a deal. I'm sure I could expand the boundaries and find other kinds of flags. If you remember, there were some problems at a school in California, a couple schools actually, where they flew the Mexican flag and they wanted to keep flying the Mexican flag, and they were told it was okay, that they could fly it. They were permitted to fly it above the American flag even. And one of the principals at the school said it's because there are so many people that relate to Mexico. There are so many students, rather, that relate to Mexico, and we feel like many of them have that heritage. Why can't we fly the flag? And there was no problem. They flew the flag. So I would say you should be able to fly the flag then. But the problem legally is we are in the land of the free and the brave, right? But if you join a homeowners association, if you live in a place where there's a homeowners association, this is what they do. They charge you a fee. They might pluck the ugly weeds from your front yard and mow that tiny strip of grass and charge you $300 a month or whatever it is. And you've signed on for the homeowners associations, and it gets very sticky because there are a lot of times that there are other covenants that the homeowners association has that people do not like and don't agree with, but you signed on when you did it. So legally, a lot of these people will get nailed anyway because they have rules, they set it up, you agree to it, so it gets down and dirty after a while. And trust me, most of these homeowners associations are willing to go the course and go through the court system if it comes to that. So that's the biggest problem. I don't see, well, who cares? Why can't somebody fly the flag they want to fly? And by the way, just for the record, the two flags specifically that I mentioned that were at odds with their homeowners associations, the Gadsden flag and the other flag, the Don't Tread on Me flag, they were pretty small, actually. I saw the pictures of the flags that were flown at the people's homes, and they weren't obnoxious. So it wasn't some big plastered thing at the end of the driveway or where the mailbox is, if that makes any difference. They're actually rather small. I didn't find it to be something that would just draw my attention to it. Oh, on my walk when I was doing that little research for the show, I did see a Cross and Skull Bones flag. So I wondered, ooh, is this offensive? Is this a pirate flag? What does this mean? Yeah, look it. I've seen them all in the past. So I've seen the Rasta flags too. I saw a guy at the very end of where I live who had cactus all over his yard, and you could tell it was like a Grateful Dead leftover thing because he had a van parked outside and had something about the Grateful Dead. And this was blocks away, further down, maybe 2 miles from where I am. But it's still in that same area. And you could tell that the neighbors just probably were so annoyed with this guy because everywhere you looked, it was cactus. There must have been hundreds of cactus in this guy's front lawn. And next to him, he had these perfectly pristine, manicured yards. They were mowed. They looked good, all that stuff. And honest to goodness, he had a Rasta flag flying proudly right in front of his house. And I did get a chuckle out of that. No homeowners association, though, so they can't really nail him. You know, what are you going to do? All right, big story on the day, and we don't want to blow over this because this was a scary headline that a lot of people happen to see about the oil platform. You know, after what we just went through since April, especially the people in Louisiana and the Gulf Coast, let's face it, there's this explosion, and once again, Gulf of Mexico oil platform, so it starts that talk up all over again about what to happen, these dangers, the explosion and the fire happened on a production platform about 100 miles off the Louisiana coast. The owner this time was not BP. It was a Houston-based company. Mariner Energy is the name of it. And it was west of where the Deepwater Horizon rig blew up in April. So that one killed 11 workers. This one, the workers, there were 13 of the crew. They were rescued. They were in the water. And there are kind of conflicting reports on whether there was a spill. It didn't look like there was. Not like, certainly nothing like BP. One Coast Guard report that I heard did say there was a sheen about a mile long and 100 feet wide in the area. But they said that was just from this flyover, and it didn't show any evidence of a hydrocarbon spill, for what that's worth. And one of the captains on site talked about the oil platform being under control and no leaks, which is what the big concern is.
All 13 members aboard the oil platform have survived with no serious injuries. The fire is out, and Coast Guard helicopters on scene and vessels on scene have no reports of a visible sheen in the water. There's
all
no
right.
report of an evidence of...
All right, so we did hear he saying there was no reports of a visible sheen, but there was a flyover where they said they did see a little bit of one, which you heard me describe. But then here's the other thing Captain Pete said about the fact that aren't we worried about the oil leaking out, and here's what he said about that.
There's no report of an evidence of leaks, but we continue to investigate and to monitor that situation to make sure that that doesn't change.
Thank goodness they're monitoring that situation. Did you catch that? All right, hang around, because coming up on the flip side, we got little odds and ends. More on those peace talks.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
How do you spell hard-hitting talk radio?
G-C-N.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you want to breathe better, please write this down now. BreatheBetterAir.com. You don't have time to waste. Go to BreatheBetterAir.com and see the stylish Air Oasis 3000 Air Purifier. It has no filters, no messy plates to clean, requires no maintenance for 3 years, is built by hand in the U.S., and comes with a 3-year warranty. GCN listeners get a $100 discount and free air quality test kit at BreatheBetterAir.com or call 806-477-0322 to breathe better air now.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to mainmilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish M10 gas masks are $3 for $30, and Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Around Washington, besides the midterm elections and who's going to stand and who's going to fall, has to be this whole peace thing the last couple of days. Israeli and Palestinian leaders, you know, we've been talking about it, John, about it now since it happened. Netanyahu and Abbas and Obama and then a slew of other people are involved in this. Hillary Clinton as the Secretary of State is also in on this, and George Mitchell is also involved. They're talking about agreeing to more meetings. So even though there's lots of skepticism, hello, I'm one of them, about the chances of the latest try at bringing peace to the area. They had the crazy shooting of the Jewish people by the Hamas militants in the West Bank. Netanyahu and Abbas, in the end, agreed to meet on September 14th and 15th with Clinton present. They say that the meeting is going to take place in Egypt this time, and Jordan is a key Arab backer of the current peace push. So they're agreeing at this point to meet every 2 weeks after. Every 2 weeks they're going to meet, and the U.S. Middle East peace envoy is George Mitchell, and he's involved in this too. There are all these talks, but, you know, if you think of progress, you've got a massive dispute, a massive problem in the middle of this whole thing. Of course, it's not a secret to anyone, and everybody in the middle of this knows it. There's no elephant in the room. It's definitely there. It's over the Jewish settlements, for sure, on the West Bank land. That is probably going to be a big sticking point, isn't it? And how do you end this dispute over the land? And then you've got the blockade of the Gaza Strip and the settlement. So what the Palestinians want is, period, land, right? So what, and then you've got Hamas in the middle of it, and they're talking about even upping the ante with more attacks against Israel, suicide bombings, everything on the table. And then you've got the Jewish groups vowing to push ahead with new construction in the areas where they're not wanted of the West Bank. So there were a lot of sticking points, to say the least. Here's the upshot. They met with Clinton, Netanyahu, and Abbas for about an hour. Then they did a one-on-one, just themselves, for about 90 minutes. You know what they say? People left to their own devices. And afterwards, Netanyahu talked about the possibility that it's possible and what true peace is.
President Abbas, I'm fully aware and I respect your people's desire for sovereignty. I'm convinced that it's possible to reconcile that desire with Israel's need for security. A true peace, a lasting peace, would be achieved only with mutual and painful concessions from both sides.
And he's right. The concessions are the key. You know, you have no contract, no accord, no agreement unless each party gets something. So you got about 500,000 Jewish settlers in these communities all over the West Bank and in East Jerusalem. And they are saying they have a biblical link to the West Bank land occupied by Israel since 1967. And others disagree, and other world powers regard the settlements as illegal and a threat to peace. So this is uber sensitive, very tough, and can you really resolve the main issue? It's the main issues that are on the table. If you can somehow do that, then maybe I'm all wet and completely wrong about this peace. Will it happen for real, not just for a photo op, not just more conversation, just to really, really happen? I say no, but I'm absolutely willing to eat crow if that were to happen. The U.S. view is the Israeli-Palestinian dispute has a direct effect on our security and diplomacy around the world, too. And so that's why the push for the talks ahead of the elections, by the way, because, yeah, we have the midterm elections, which we all know about. And, you know, we'll see. We'll see if it does it slip away. Is there a way to figure out the land issue? And what do you do with the border? What's the future of Jerusalem on down the line? I say no. I say it's, hey, any time you can have a conversation, why not? But is it going to add up to anything more than just something that goes down in history as, well, we tried again, so there's another president that did it, but nothing actually came of it other than the obligatory photos and conversations and, you know, all that stuff. So we'll see. 14th and 15th, another meeting, not in the U.S., but another meeting, so they did agree to that. The blunder of the week, unfortunately, has to go to the Arizona governor. The blunder of the week is this. I don't know why, and maybe it just got a little sticky or whatever, but Jan Brewer was stammering, and you could see, because I went back and I looked at this a couple times, she was stammering and having trouble through her opening statement. She was part of a televised debate, and it would almost... It lasted long enough that you could drive a truck through it. It's what we in broadcasting call like dead air time. It would be dead air time times two almost. And so she was looking at the camera, and then she was looking at her notes and back up at the camera, and then she kind of exhaled a little bit. And what happened was, and this was in the beginning of the debate, like I mentioned, she said this comment. She said, "We have did what was right for Arizona." And then she bolted from a post-debate question and answer session with reporters, refusing to respond about a past statement about bodies supposedly found beheaded in the Arizona desert. So video of the pause and the post-debate walk-off is all over the internet, and all the political people are talking about it, that she's the bumbling politician of the year. Salon.com, which, of course, they were waiting for this one, said, and this was their headline, "The rising star governor of Arizona gives a painfully awful debate performance." And it's, some people were comparing it to James Stockdale. Remember that? They're calling it her Stockdale moment. When what happened with Stockdale is his debating of Ross Perot, when he was debating in his performance, and he was Ross Perot's rather running mate in the 92 presidential election, he made no sense, if you remember. It's kind of crazy. And it was surprising because in interviews previous to that, he was so buttoned up. So she, you know, this is what she did. She went on the air and she said she could have done better. And this is the part I like, because that's what you got to do. If you screw up, because now the microscope is so big on anyone. She says it was the longest 16 seconds of her life, and just said, you know what, I'm human. And she said that maybe it was unfair. She should have stayed for the post-debate questions, but I didn't. I just felt like I wanted to leave after that. So will this hurt her, as now she's become pretty popular in Arizona with some? She was the governor and became governor in January of 2009 when her Democratic predecessor resigned in the midterm, and we know now what that's led to. Janet Napolitano, of course, taking over as with the security issues, we'll say, homeland security. So now this is hers to win or lose. And the immigration law turned her into a popular politician with Republicans, certainly around the country. And now she's running full term against the Democratic Attorney General, Terry Goddard, and she's heavily favored to win. So, you know, this is what you do. If I was a political advisor, let's face it, you got to put your best foot forward. We've seen this on all sides. She's not going to debate him again. He challenged her to 6 debates across the state, and, of course, his campaign is saying, let's do this, let's do this. And she's not going to do it. I doubt she'll debate him again. It was more give-and-take kind of jabs by both of them over immigration and budget problems and the prison escape that happened and, you know, all that sort of stuff in the actual moments where they were debating against each other. And then Goddard also took her to task over the comments about the beheadings in the deserts because he said that it's false, it hurts the image and the economy, and it could neutralize the immigration issue. But will the stumbles hurt her? Will the clips of the pause being played all over the tube and the internet kill her? Will it kill her campaign? I don't think so. No politician wants to screw up. It's all about how slick you are. And that's probably part of the problem with everybody that runs. Sometimes I wonder, and that's where I think they start to get lost, the people around them. They hire all these great speech writers, which you do need to have those people. But sometimes I don't think they listen to their own gut, and then they get just bogged down in all these other details, and they're not, and then they're lost, and that's what happened to her. She got lost. It seemed like it was a teleprompter moment almost. And would this mean, it's like somebody said to me, though, and I agree with them, that's what I'm saying, this happens to anyone. She paused for 10 seconds, really. I mean, who cares? So what? Obama, remember, without the teleprompter, the uhs and the ums and all that stuff. And, you know, somebody said to me, well, should they have just taken him out of office because he was fumbling around without the teleprompter? Should it be based on that reason? Touche. Stay with us.
If you are concerned about heart health, have heart problems, or know someone who does, this message is for you. LifeWise Naturals introduces HeartWise with citronol, CoQ10, hawthorn, and more. For premium cardiovascular health, just 2 HeartWise capsules per day provide optimum levels of powerful nutrients to promote cardiovascular energy, healthy blood pressure, circulatory health, and normal cholesterol levels. HeartWise is made with patented ingredients using only research-based potencies of individual nutrients. This exclusive formulation works in multiple ways, providing comprehensive cardiovascular protection. A 30-day supply of HeartWise with citronol and CoQ10 is only $22.50. GCN listeners, order HeartWise now and receive a free bottle of True Pomegranate, one of the most effective superfoods and antioxidants available. Mention product code HEART when you call 800-643-9558, 800-643-9558, or go to freeheartoffer.com. That's freeheartoffer.com today.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kits start charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring 2 wind generators on just 1 tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Well, my heart knows it better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let it do all the talking. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. Fell in fear upon my back. I said, don't look back, just keep on walking. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. The big black car said, look this way. He said, hey, that day, will you marry me? Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. But I said, no, 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 no. I said, no, no, you're not the one.
Don't forget, mark it down on your calendars or scribble it on the back of your hand or put it in your prepaid phone. Coming up next week on Thursday, we have our first Nail the Score. That's right, in our third hour, Nail the Score, as the NFL is back in action. And we'll have a random game of the week that'll be chosen. All you have to do is throw out the numerical guess, tell us who you think's going to win. We like to lighten the load, have a little fun on the show, and we have some great prizes, plus some prizes just to give away for calling in. And part of that has to do with the Dallas Cowboys and their 50-year anniversary. So if you're not a Cowboy fan, but you have people in your family who are Cowboy fans, it'd make a good gift for them. That's all I'm going to tell you next Thursday. And on Monday, I'm going to make the picks for the season, so you know who I'm picking to go to the Super Bowl. For what it's worth. Sometimes I'm better off just watching and not picking. but it's too fun, right? Just to re-rack quickly here for a second, Earl is weakened if you're concerned about the storm, but it's still packing a little bit of punch, some big waves, 18-footers in some cases, and a lot of people are hunkering down in the Outer Banks as it's going to start to go northward, but it's looking like the worst that could happen might not happen up and down the eastern seaboard. That, yeah, you're going to see some big waves and rain, and maybe the beaches get eroded a little bit, but that perhaps is it. Not crazy 150-mile-an-hour winds or anything like that. And then I also talked about the oil and gas platform, not operated by BP, but by Mariner Energy, bursting into flames in the Gulf of Mexico. 13 of the crew, that's all that was there, they got out. They were in the water. They were picked up by a cutter, so there was no signs of an oil spill so far. That's the really, really good news there. Coming up in our next hour, if you're around, and I hope you are, even with one eye open, we have our cheap movie review, including the controversial flick Machete, which I get some of the controversy over it, and then I kind of don't, because if you know anything about Robert Rodriguez, it's all about the shock value, baby. Really, honestly, that's his deal, and they're going to make a couple of these Machetes. So they think that that movie is going to just rake in the do-re-mi over the weekend. And probably it will dominate. For what it's worth, it probably will. And speaking of Machete, because there is an immigration touch to this, the number of illegal immigrants living in the U.S. dropped for the first time in two decades. Really? Decreasing by 8% since 2007, according to this new study. The reasons range from, I think, the sour economy, duh, that's a layup, the violence in Mexico, and the increased enforcement along the border, so it's harder in some places to get across. What's interesting is it hasn't happened in Texas. In Texas, it's actually gone up a little bit. That's one of the border states. And remember, the governor of Texas vowed that he wouldn't put the laws on the books like they are in Arizona. So when the one law came out toughening the immigration stance, of course, it never kicked in where you could, if you were stopping someone for something else, you could ask about the illegal status. He says that's a no-go, no dice. I'm not going to do that there. So there are more coming into Texas. But immigration, the high numbers of births among the Latin folks and the minorities make up roughly half of the children born in the U.S. And so that's part of a trend that's becoming the majority of Americans probably by mid-century, right? Roughly one in four counties currently have more minority children than white children or are nearing that point. This plays into this whole thing because this is stuff that the Pew Center is talking about. They're the ones who came up with the analysis and broke this whole thing down. And they're saying that though, you know, saying all those things play into what's happened, but as far as just purely illegals coming in, it's down. Boy, it just seems, I find that so hard to believe. Although, when the economy started to go in a different direction, it kind of makes sense. I can see that. All right, let's go to, before we go to Don, hang on for a second, Don. I'm going to wrap this all up because I got so many emails about this over the past, really, 3 weeks on the mosque/Islamic Center. In New York, I heard a great bunch of man on the street interviews today, and I thought it would be worth playing them here on America Tonight with different opinions on that center. So take a listen.
I was up on in my office on the northwest corner of the 82nd floor. I heard a noise like a sonic boom almost, and then a blast. The building swayed, shook a little bit. I saw papers coming fly out of the middle of the building, and then we went to the staircase to try to get down.
I'm very much in favor of religious tolerance. I don't believe that the 19 people who flew those planes and the people that supported them represent Islam.
How about you move away maybe a foot or a yard for every person that died here? Send them 3,000 yards away.
Nothing against the Muslim. They have the right to do this, but not here. It's too close to the World Trade Center.
All right, so you heard the measurements. I like the measurement equation. Hey, you got to move it. Just, you know my reasons. I'm not going to get into that whole thing again. But you know where I stand on that as somebody who was there. I was in the city. I saw what happened. It was brutal. Don is listening to us in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hey, Kate. The guy said something about religious freedom there, and I guess the question is, should we say, hey, you can have religious freedom here, even though that same religion doesn't permit it in countries that they control?
Yeah, a lot of people have said that same thing this week here on America Tonight, that they're like, okay, well, what about us? Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, listen, just a couple quick things. Sorry, as I was so doomy the other night talking about taxes and how bad the economy is and all that. But I just was curious now. Nobody's called this guy the Duke yet, right? This Earl? The hurricane?
Nobody has, no.
Isn't he the Duke? I mean, you know, the Duke of Earl, right?
He is the Duke, yeah, the Duke of Earl. Duke, yeah.
And I figured, you know, if he hits New York, then, you know, you got a new Duke, right? So, anyway, bad joke.
But I'm bump. I gotcha.
Right, in any case, did you hear about that deal that happened on that golf course in California? Where guy hit a ball into the rough and supposedly it hit a rock that smashed, flipped up and hit another rock and caught the golf course on fire?
No.
You hear about it? It was a big story, gang. They had to have 100 fireflies.
They had fireflies putting it out?
firefighters to get it put out. It burned up like 12 acres and supposedly the rock. Because I can't imagine how a golf ball could hit a rock in the rough and ignite, because golf ball's rubber, you know. But I'm thinking it hit one rock and it knocked that rock to another rock. And it, of course, how dry everything is there, you know, it just combusted and burned up 12 acres and took about 100 firefighters. But my dad wanted to know, though, was that what they call a fire in one?
Oh, your jokes. We love you to pieces. Your jokes are like my jokes. They're terrible.
Yeah. And last thing, Kate, I gotta brace you for this now. You're not gonna believe this when I tell you this. So brace yourself so you don't fall or you don't have a heart attack or anything. But I might have started to join the 21st century.
How is that? You got a computer?
No. Well, I'm close. I got a smartphone.
A smartphone. Woo! I can't believe it.
Driving me crazy figuring everything out, but it is cool to be able to G-O-O-G-L-E people and her things and without bugging my friends to have to do it for me. So
there you go. Congratulations. Hey, learn how to work it over the holiday. Thanks, Dono. That's good. Hey, it was Harry Truman who said, it's a recession when your neighbor loses his job. It's a depression when you lose yours.